Good morning. This is Akishvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The Seyuchong Village Students Union, SVSU, has urged the state government to upgrade the Seyuchong Health and Wellness Center to a primary health center. During a recent visit, the union found that the center handles around 30 outpatients daily, with monthly footfall ranging from 120 to 160 and over 250 during peak seasons. The center also manages about one delivery per month, excluding referrals. Staff informed the union that a shortage of personal medicines and equipment is straining operations. They also cited difficulties in conducting village health and nutrition days due to poor roads and long travel distances. Reiterating that healthcare is a right, the SVSU called for urgent government action and noted that a formal representation was submitted to the Principal Director of Health and Family Welfare on 12 November 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is known for its regional, linguistic and cultural diversity in the same way. The diversity of arts, crafts and skills is also a great quality of the country. In his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday, the Prime Minister spoke about GI tagging to Eri Silk of Meghalaya, saying it is like a heritage for the state which has been preserved by the tribes, especially the people of the Khasi community for generations. He said, the silkworms that make the silk are not killed to obtain it, hence it is also called Ahimsa silk. The Prime Minister noted that the demand for such products is rising rapidly in the world.
मेघालय का एरी सिल्क इसे कुछ दिन पहले ही जीआई टैग मिला है एरी सिल्क मेघालय के लिए एक धरोहर की तरह है यहां की जनजातियों ने खासकर खासी समाज के लोगों ने पीढ़ियों से इसे सहजा भी है और अपने कौशल से समृद्ध भी किया है इस सिल्क की कई ऐसी खूबियां हैं जो इसे बाकी फैब्रिक से अलग बनाती है इसकी सबसे खास बात है इसे बनाने का तरीका इस सिल्क को जो रेशम के कीड़े बनाते हैं उसे हासिल करने के लिए कीड़ों को मारा नहीं जाता है
In his address, the Prime Minister also talked about women-led development and mentioned that it is ready to create a new future for India as women of the country today are lending a new direction not only for themselves but for the entire society. Railway Minister Aishwini Vaishnaw has directed the Railway Board to initiate the implementation of preparing reservation charges 8 hours prior to train departure in a phased manner. This move will reduce uncertainties for passengers with waitlist tickets. It will also provide more time to make alternative arrangements in case the waitlist is not confirmed. For trains departing before 2 p.m. in the afternoon, the charge should be prepared the previous day at 9 p.m. itself. Mr. Vaishnaw emphasized that the ticketing system should be smart, transparent and accessible and efficient. In a major step to promote agroforestry and simplify regulations for farmers, the Union Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change yesterday issued the model rules for felling of trees in agricultural lands. These rules aim to support states and union territories in easing procedures related to tree-based farming and timber production. The main objective of this model rules is to streamline the regulatory framework for the felling of trees on agricultural lands. To ensure proper implementation, the state-level committee formed under the 2016 Wood-Based Industries Guidelines will take charge of promoting agroforestry and overseeing timber production from farmlands. The committee will also be responsible for empaneling agencies that will verify tree felling applications. Divisional forest officers will monitor these agencies to ensure transparency and accountability. The ministry has urged all states and Union territories to examine the model rules and consider adopting them. Monsoon conditions across Nagaland and other parts of Northeast India are likely to continue in the coming days. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated very heavy rainfall over Nagaland and rest of Northeast states between 2nd and 5th July. Meanwhile, the monsoon has covered the entire country yesterday, 9 days before the normal date. Director General of IMD, Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said the West monsoon has covered the entire country against the expected date of 8th of July.
This year, southwest monsoon has covered entire country about 9 days before the normal date. And today, it has covered the entire country. The monsoon is in good condition.
And the Dimapur District Administration has issued additional guidelines for the issuance of inner-line permits, ILP, in the district. Under the new norms, offline ILPs for daily wage labourers will be issued immediately, provided they have a guarantor, either a landlord, house owner or a registered company or firm. For central or state government employees, their official ID card will suffice for their family and dependents in place of an ILP. Employers of registered public or private firms can act as guarantors for the regular staff, but their certificate application must be supported by the landlord or house owner. Meanwhile, transit passengers remain exempt from the ILP requirement. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.